North Carolina state lawmakers are expected to vote this week on whether to override the governor's veto of a bill that would commit more than $6 billion in state funding for private school vouchers. These so-called opportunity scholarships have evolved over the last decade from a small pilot program to a major state budget expense that could transform education in the state. Liz Schlemmer reports.
It started out small. At first, opportunity scholarships had enough funding for 1,200 low-income public school students to get a voucher to pay for private school. But former House Speaker Skip Stam, who helped craft the original program, always envisioned it would grow in size and scope.
It was never intended to be only for very low-income people.
Stam and a coalition of lawmakers would meet in his office to strategize over their vision. They debated policy details, but there was one thing they agreed on.
We never wanted this thing that you had to have been in a public school first.
But Stam says it was a concession to get the bill passed. For him, the bill was also about making religious education more accessible. And he argued helping some public school students fund a private education would save taxpayers money, since a voucher was worth less than the state paid on average for a public school student.
We had to show that it saved money and that it, you know, wouldn't hurt the public schools at all.
A decade later, about 90% of voucher recipients attend religious schools. And lawmakers are now considering a bill that would provide more than $500 million each year for vouchers that can go to any student, regardless of income, even if they have never attended a public school. Jane Wettick is a retired Duke University professor who specializes in education law. She studied the Opportunity Scholarship Program over its decade in existence.
I really didn't think that it was going to be so expansive as it is. In a state where we are significantly underfunding our public schools, that we're taking taxpayer money to support wealthy families is something that I did not expect.
With no household income limits, one in five scholarship applicants who are waiting on a veto override to get a voucher have family incomes above $250,000 for a family of four. That's something Wettick never anticipated.
Right now, we have underfunded public schools and we have unaccountable private schools.
Critics say any savings from vouchers come either directly or indirectly from public school funding, and that could be spent on raising teacher and staff pay to help fill thousands of vacant positions across the state. School officials are feeling the pinch. This month, the Wake County School Board is discussing how to notify parents when their child's class is led by a long-term substitute. Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools has cut staff due to a budget crunch, and Durham County Schools is dealing with a major bus driver shortage. If lawmakers override the veto of House Bill 10, North Carolina would spend twice as much on private schools as it does on all the school bus drivers in the state. That's a huge ramp up in funding. Wettick says what hasn't changed over the years is that most students accepting an opportunity scholarship use it to attend a religious school, with few requirements placed on those schools.
North Carolina is one of the weakest states in terms of regulating private schools.
Schools that receive opportunity scholarships don't require teachers to have a degree or a background check. Schools aren't required to teach a specific curriculum or to publicly report student test scores. Other states with similar voucher programs have many of those requirements. Although he's retired from public office, Stam says he hopes the override passes, because then the program will serve so many students, it will be hard to backtrack.
With this expansion, there will be enough people that politically they won't be able to do away with it.
Meanwhile, voters in three other states, Kentucky, Nebraska, and Colorado, just rejected ballot measures to institute or protect school vouchers. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.